he formed the vine, the little foxes could not spoil, and nurtured them with tender care and toil. Some of the yield was sweet and full as young love's hour. Some were hard and small and sour. These he did not pick, at least not now, sparing them for another hour. The vineyard was the earth itself. Many the climes and soils he used. Some vines in concrete cities grew, and some alone in the forest fused. And there came a time for gathering, and he gave the call anew. Come unto me. And here begins the story true. You know the legend of the wise men three and how they traveled far. It's told throughout all Christendom, no matter where you are. It's told to children on the knee. The gift, the Baba, the star. The goal was baby Jesus. Camels bore the load. Many days were used in travel. Hot sands, hot desert sands, the road. He never fails to guide those souls who seek his side, even those who think that he is far. Answering their love, he placed for them above the infant's crib, a very special star. And if you seek him in love, and to the trust be true, hold fast to his doctrine. He'll do the same for you. There may not be a star, for he is where you are. He never comes. He never goes. There's never really two. Now, times have changed, as you will see. The legend of the young men three, sort of winking, blinking, and nod, and God, who was the goal. The gifts were love-filled hearts. On wings of love they flew very far, carrying Cupid's bows and darts, hoping to catch the white horse avatar. In luxury among the clouds, not camel-borne in pilgrim shrouds, not silently swishing over shifting sands, but roaring high over many lands, the appointed hour growing near, an appointment with God, you hear? Bombay, gateway to India, flying done, travel slows a bit. The path is steeper nearer the ancient one. Our three young fools in orbit, on to Pune, Bethlehem by any other name, landscape, Luna, but the game's the same. Guru Prasad, where the grapes are to be pressed, where the wine of love flows best. These chosen fruits ripened in remembrance, mature in love, they will be blessed. Egos stripped from the flesh and pressed, mingled together, mangled together, east and west, west and east, wine for the wedding feast. But three were there who stopped to count the sins that they had done, and felt that they had spent their coin on foolishness and fun. Now, sure that they had failed the Ancient One. But the failure was in not knowing his compassion, always flowing. Cups filled with bitter taste, sick of the sour dregs they made themselves, but would not waste. They would not throw the bitter gall and take their empty cups inside for cleansing and filling wall to wall with the avataric tide. Then Mani came to them, chalice of purest gold, a living cup filled with the now vintage of his love, embraced them and spilled the cold mixture from their cups when they were washed with tears, washed of the dirt of years, and learned that the chains that bind are the product of the mind, forged by ignorance, locked by habit, worn by sinner and by abbot, broken by the power of pure love. The chains were gone, the chains of steel the blind are made to see and feel, through love that God alone is real. They placed their sandals on the steps of stone and entered with no word. Sat with the others, quiet as feathers on a bird. And in that silence, from God to man, came the darshan. And they were found not wanting else but his love. The second is called the kiss of bliss. The noblest forms that God has brought to earth are human ones, and women, those of greatest worth. They bear the souls who come to seek, and those who are divine, ordinary ones or of a kingly line. He has surely blessed them in full measure of his grace to keep the faith of life upon this planet place, for none who live and breathe could do without his leave. Conceived in love, born in love, from mother's breast we drink of Jamshid's cup. He fills these fleshly mounds with love divine, so that his wine we sup. When first a breath we gulp into our frames, our voice cries out his holy name. Consolation comes from a mother's kiss to somehow soothe our heart's demand for bliss. This kiss an interface betwixt God and child when given with a mother's holy smile. Her kiss, a touch of his silence placed upon the cheek. The little one sobbing stops as though to hear him speak. Then, sleeping the sleep of the beyond, resting in mother's soft embrace, knowing the best of both worlds, a tiny smiling face. A kiss may mean so many things given in many ways. In greeting to the newborn one, a farewell as he ends his days, and many, many times between the two. In sickness and in health, in poverty and wealth, praise in bright or consolation in the darker days, a kiss is balm for all, in lust or love, below, above, all's well or up against the wall. The kiss of faith bestowed upon a man's ring, the sticky smooch of a jelly-faced kid, the tribute of a queen to king, or one who did not kiss and wished he did. The final kiss on lifeless brow from a stubborn heart who could not bow till now. There is no use in saying sorry to an empty shell when soul has gone away to dwell where kisses are memories of the past, tears drop on a stony pate shed too late. Judas' kiss betrayed the ancient one, brought him to a cross of pain. All kisses, bought or sold, for gain or gold, bring heartbreak in their train. Enough of this. Now to be told of the greatest kiss, the kiss of bliss. In Pune, there's an ancient tree that marks a place where an ancient lady kissed a young man's face. Now you may truly say this happens every day, but not so. Bear with me. Can you not see a gray-haired woman meet the tree waiting for her beloved to do for him as John had done for Jesus when in Jordan's stream they stood, when God's almighty hand stretched forth to tear away the veil for good, and Jesus washed in holy light, took its awful burden to make our burden light.
Western Isles gained 3.51,
she came to give. 0.43, Rabia returned again to live.
And gold added 10.97 as the price for gold bullion.
For this moment divine, to serve to him the holy wine.
$1.40 from yesterday. 1,700,000.
They have met there many times.
Traded,
now changed, he will be. Not in his love for her.
In New York,
but
superconscious.
But watch.
Rather slow trading,
passing sari-clad woman, he rides now over the parched and stony road. Smoothed by a schoolboy's buoyant heart, he glides now soon to take upon himself that awful load. Yes, a lovely boy that no one warns that again he must wear a crown of thorns. The agony, Gethsemane, the cross to bear in silence. And through that silence, awaken a sleeping world that dreams not knowing even that it sleeps. He walks to her. He bends to her. The universe is breathless. He turns the other cheek. The gift is given. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. He came again that we might know. I never come, I never go, but always with you. There's no way that we can really understand the happening at that place. No other day in any other land, such a face-to-face. But all will come someday to know. This tale will thrill the world. In love, mankind will bow. In love, where he, at this tree, fulfilled his vow. The fully ripened fruit of love beneath the tree of life, he took the seeds to plant in heart and watered them with strife. A new humanity will come of this, and it will sing of this kiss of bliss. So, if you see a woman deep in years, kiss a youth with love, my dears. Think of Babacha, the woman of our tale, who kissed Merhababa and rent the veil. I know we're crowded, but may we please stand and recite the Master's Prayer.